91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The University of California Riverside student who was suspended for possessing an assault rifle was arrested along with the identity of the student revealed. Here's KVCR's Rafi Fall with more.
The University of California Riverside Police Department secured an arrest warrant for the student on Monday night on charges of felony possession of assault weapon and possession of firearm on school grounds. The student was then arrested in Los Angeles and transferred to Riverside's Robert Presley Detention Center, where they stayed until early Tuesday morning, where they were released after a bail of $10,000 was paid. They are set to next appear in court on June 20th. The identity of the student is Christopher Jung Yoon Kim, a fourth-year political science major with a minor in international relations. Kim was president and captain of the school's kendo club, along with being a part of the Highlander safety team, a job where students assist the UCPD on daily patrols and security details. The student is suspended from his position on the team. Officials were alerted of Kim when a rifle cartridge was found in a campus apartment common area on Friday, leading to the search of his apartment. The search revealed an assault rifle equipped with a flash suppressor and telescoping stock belonging to Kim. They also found ammunition and 5 high-capacity magazines. The rifle is the only weapon registered to the student, but it's illegal due to the modifications. They also found a drawing that Kim described as doodles, which showed a person shooting a rifle at another person with a crowd of onlookers. The university released a statement on Tuesday confirming the arrest. Rafi Fall, KVCR News.
A stiff 21-year prison sentence has been handed to a Riverside man who trafficked large quantities of methamphetamines from Mexico into the Inland Empire. Timoteo Gomez, 51, admitted leading a ring of traffickers who smuggled meth across the border at Calexico. Federal prosecutors say a co-conspirator attempted to drive a load of methamphetamines through the San Ysidro port of entry. Federal prosecutors have secured 16 convictions so far in the overall case. Law enforcement seized more than 150 pounds of methamphetamine during this investigation. Gomez was sentenced Monday, May 6th in U.S. District Court at Riverside. He's been in federal custody since 2021. A chemical leak at a Coachella school on Wednesday sickened more than a dozen students who were taken to a regional trauma center for further assessment and treatment. According to the Riverside County Fire Department, the exposure threat was reported at 11:15 a.m. in Bobby Duke Middle School on Baghdad Avenue. The agency said multiple engine crews were sent to the location and encountered 19 youths in need of medical attention due to the noxious odor. A total of 24 classrooms were impacted by the leak, which prompted an evacuation of the campus. Officials said 18 students were taken to hospitals for treatment of minor complaints. Personnel from the fire department's hazardous materials unit attempted to identify the source of the trouble, but were unable to detect any leaks. Technicians from Southwest Gas were summoned to investigate further. Firefighters cleared the scene shortly before 3 p.m. XPO, a global transportation and logistics company with facilities in San Bernardino County, has run afoul of several environmental protection laws. Most involve underground fuel tank violations. Prosecutors announced Monday that XPO will pay just over $1 million in civil penalties to the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office. The San Bernardino County Fire Protection District will receive $528,000. XPO leased, owned, or operated several facilities in San Bernardino County and other counties in California where violations were found. The Inland Empire forecast for our local valleys calls for clear skies and warm temperatures through Sunday. High daytime temperatures should range from the low to mid-80s this week, overnight lows in the 50s. And in the mountain resort areas, clear skies through Mother's Day weekend. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.